If you are listening, you are a big time West champ.
Let's go. Like all fucking year, we said from day one that we're gonna win the Big Ten championship. Every game, we said we could still make it. Everyone fucking hates on Iowa all the time. And you know what? You can't hate them because they're in it. They're in the Big Ten championship. So fuck everyone who didn't believe in them. Honestly.
Right from the jump. Look at this team. You think they believe in each other? They freaking love it. They love it here.
They thrive off people not believing in them. And guess what? Everyone in that building does not give a shit about the negative energy. And this is probably the closest team that I was had in probably a long time, because they weren't supposed to be there, but they are. And it's fucking awesome.
You could probably hear a pin drop in the SEC Network studio. They were just infuriated that Iowa football can find a way to win no matter who they play.
Yeah, it can be boring at times, but guess what? We made it. We're not putting up 45 points a game, but we're winning them. That's all that matters.
Big Ten West champs.
Come on.
Apologize to nobody.
Hey, love him or hate him, you still watch. It doesn't matter.
It's so crazy. We are now AP poll voters for women's better. What was it? Yeah. No. The AP poll voters, there were three who left us off. The South Carolina woman was one of them. And it's because she's still salty that Caitlin Clark whooped that ass last year. But also, she has never watched football in her life. But anyways, it is incredible to see what this team has done. 9-2. Now we get to go into Memorial Stadium, knock them off from a bowl game, and get the trophy back to Iowa City. We talk about that with our guest Luke Lachey later. Also, we're a ref away from being 9-1 or 10-1. And staring at the playoffs right now.
Yeah, which is fucked.
That's insane. Dude, Jordan Travis goes down this week. Like, if we're 10-1 and Jordan Travis goes down, we'd be foaming out the mouth right now.
Yeah, it's – I mean, what a week to be an Iowa Hawkeye, man. What a week. It's awesome.
Oh, and there was even points during that game where it looked troublesome.
It did. It always does. But guess what? We pull it out every time. Every freaking time.
The heart attack Hawks.
Cardiac Hawks, baby. We are 10-1.
The locker room, that whole – I wanted to cry the whole day. The whole day.
It was – dude, I'm not going to lie. Like – yeah, watching Brian call the last play and those guys going nuts in the sidelines, like that was – it was the coolest thing watching on TV. I can't imagine being on the sideline for that. Like, it was probably unreal.
And awesome. The creative team, they are so damn good, but, man, where they got me, it was like girls watch The Notebook to cry or Marley and Me. Guys watch the Iowa football creative team. They literally put out – Jay Higgins walking off the bus, bawling his eyes out, is like, damn it, this is going to be a long day, man.
Yeah.
And they show Brian touching the statue when you guys go in, the Niall Kinnick. Is that Niall Kinnick?
Yep.
All right, yeah, the Niall Kinnick statue when you walk in. And then after the game, and then the Tory Taylor and Joe Burrow comparison, and then the Phil Parker video giving the game ball to KF.
Yeah, it's just undefeated. Like, they have done such a good job this whole year. It's awesome.
They can't be stopped, man. And Joe Burrow, I'm sorry. I know you want a Heisman, but Tory Taylor, the people's punter, literally, that was beautiful.
Yeah. In this situation, the Ray Guy Award would be bigger than the Heisman.
Yeah. There are two statements that we need to make on record right now, and it's if – we might be flying to protest if Tory Taylor doesn't win the Ray Guy Award and if Phil Parker doesn't win the Broyles Assistant Coach of the Year Award.
100%. We're front row protesting.
Mm-hmm.
It's going to be like not. It's not even a question that it, I would. It'd be fucked. It'd be messed up.
Yeah, maybe We'll throw a nice catering event. I don't know. A nice pizza party for Tori.
Yeah. Congrats, Tori. Great guy. Here's a box of Domino's.
we'll buy everyone Aussie pies from that place down the street here and drive them to Iowa City.
It sounds gross. But hey, we'll eat them if Tori wins the Ray Guy Award.
Just kangaroo and some bread.
Yeah. Gross.
Whatever Tori likes, you know?
Yeah. It's for him, man.
It's so cool. What a moment for him and his dad, too. His dad flying from Australia.
Yeah, so cool. That was, I mean, we talked about it with Luke, but like that is the loudest I've ever heard anyone for Iowa Senior Day. Like, and it makes sense. I mean, half that stadium is wearing punting as winning shirts. So I don't blame him.
Well, you fall in love with a guy who's just punting his brains out. And then also at the same time, he's that lovable Australian man who is completely unfiltered and unhinged.
Yes, so unfiltered. And it's the best. The best.
It is funny watching him mature throughout our episodes because the first one, all of our clips are him threatening to punch someone.
Yeah, dude. He's the man. Dude, you know what else has been – I forgot about this, but you know what else bummed me out? Seeing the pictures of the Reganey's last tailgate.
Oh, I know.
I FaceTimed Ryan. I FaceTimed Frank and Justin. I FaceTimed Bree. Bree's the only one who picked up. And it looked like a blast, man. It looked like they were having a good time. And then the picture of Nico on the sideline with his whole crew.
Mm-hmm.
That was pretty
cool. Man, they ride deep. They're the best family on earth. And look at them. Like, that's cool. I think this is one of the more lovable senior classes of all time because of all the stories that they brought Iowa football throughout the years.
Yeah, so many stories. Like, each guy's got their own cool story of how they got there, whether they transferred in, whether they've been there for 5 or 6 years or 15 like Nico. But yeah, dude, it's awesome.
That's a crazy thing. I know all the jokes are Nico's been there so long, but I think the even more wild statement is Nebraska hasn't made a bowl game the entire time Nico's been in college.
And guess what? They're not going to make one this year either. So it worked out great.
They're a pathetic program.
Almost worse as Michigan. Almost as bad as Michigan.
Man, this weekend will be a lot of fun because there's no one on that sideline who wants to lose to Nebraska 2 years in a row. It doesn't matter that we clinched already.
No, this honestly, I would say for any team, this is probably the most motivated team to beat Nebraska that I've seen. Just because I mean, they lost last year on senior day. It stopped them from going to Indy. And, like, knowing that, seeing an empty trophy case, which is very rare for a Nebraska trophy. Like, it's something that those guys want to get back for sure. And especially after this week, I mean, I'm sure they're feeling on top of the world. And that offense is moving. They're looking good, man. And they're going to do it for Brian. It's going to be sick. It's so exciting to see them. Everything – it's a November team, man. Coach Farron says it every year. Best teams come in November. Pause. But, yeah. They always show out in November.
Brian is calling incredible games right now.
He is.
He's getting Deacon Hill looking like he's the most mobile quarterback in the Big Ten West. Every time he's out of the pocket, you're like, oh, all right. Caleb Brown's open somewhere. Nico Reganey, catch.
Yeah, it's elite, dude. It's
Addison Estrenga, touchdown.
Bang, count it, and one. Yeah, it's so sweet. It's fun to watch.
I love it. And Caleb Brown, he's legit, man. He's a playmaker.
He's legit. It's fun. He's really good.
I do want to point out, though, in that football game, you could tell Cooper DeJean was not on that football field.
Yeah, it's tough. I mean, when you have a guy that's a projected first-round draft pick go out, and you got a guy who obviously hasn't gotten as many snaps since Cooper's been in. But hey, either way, like props to Deshaun. Is like he had a great, like a good game. Like he did very well for. Obviously, they were gonna try and pick on him because Coop's gone, and
he balled out and Jamari balled out.
Yeah, they look great. They look great. And it's
the ways that you see the Cooper DeJean impact is more than just defense, though. Like down in the football, I'm sure Torrey could tell Cooper DeJean was not out there because there were a few that were within the 5 yard line, and it went through the end zone touchback, and then another one got down to the 7 where Coop's usually just waiting for it at the 1 yard line.
Yeah, you know what's sweet though is like Coop's a hell of a punt returner. Caden Wiegand's fucking good, man.
Oh yeah,
good punt returner, and like that return he had at the end of the game to put him in a good field position to drive down the field and score was huge. Like that's clutch.
So clutch.
So that's it's good to see that someone's back there that has confidence and looks like they're ready to break one whenever they get it. So
he's a speedster too, man. You can see on kickoffs when that ball comes to him, all he wants to do is return it. He's pissed when he can't.
Well, everyone I know that's on the team has said that he's probably the fastest guy on the team. Which is pretty wild. Like he's moving out there. I mean, I remember seeing him on jet sweeps. Like he's fast as shit.
Mm-hmm.
So having a guy that's that fast back there and is confident to return the ball is huge.
Yeah, another thing we got to talk about: Brian's Gatorade bath. Beautiful, perfectly executed, ready to cry. The embrace with him and Kirk. With a Gatorade bath too, just picture perfect.
You see on TV, Spence hops in the back too for a little camera angle. Yeah, that was hilarious. That was great.
Oh man, yeah, I love it. I will miss Brian a ton. Everyone loves that guy. I think we're gonna see it next year when you have a coach like that who means so much to the players. Like they want to go out and perform for him. Like. Yeah. That's been on their mind all season. It's going to be different without him.
Yeah, it is. And like he's, and we talked about this earlier in the year. Like once they came out and said he's not coming back, like that puts such a big chip on everyone on the offensive side's shoulder.
Mm-hmm.
Shown. Like it is shown tremendously. Since that's happened, the offense looks phenomenal. Like phenomenal. That, I mean, it was right before the Rutgers game, right?
Right before Northwestern.
Or Northwestern. Northwestern, ground and pound. Obviously, it's a Northwestern game. It's always going to be like that. Next week, they throw up 463 points or 463 yards on offense. Like, where did that come from? It's because you just told a guy in the middle of the season he's not coming back. Like, obviously, his players are going to ball out for him.
Mm-hmm.
Awesome.
And he's – the craziest part of it is when everything went down, it was like – I mean, all the players said it's going to come. The offense is going to click. It was like they're basically relearning the offense with a new quarterback. Half the linemen start going down. These receivers are getting injured, like tight ends. Obviously, the tight end room was banged up. You know what? They are clicking, and it's right in time to go win the Big Ten. Finally, a West team might win the Big Ten championship game.
And I mean, like, I'm being all our positive talk aside. I think the way this season's going, like, we got a shot. Like, it doesn't matter who we play. Like, this team's playing hard, and obviously they're playing with a lot of stuff behind them. Like, they got a lot of different chips in their shoulder, a lot of adversity that's shown up this year. And, I mean, obviously to go out and make it to the Big Ten West – or Big Ten Championship is a big thing, but winning it – like, could you imagine if they topped off the season with an actual Big Ten Championship win? Like Brian's last season coaching as OC, they win the Big Ten championship. Like
what
that.
What do you do in a situation where we just have an offensive explosion against Michigan or Ohio State, win the Big Ten West, and then we go to a New Year's Six Bowl, offensive explosion against Mizzou or some crazy football team?
Some shit is cool.
Do you just put a mustache on Brian and say, hop on in here, buddy?
Yeah, seriously. They might as well. I'm telling you, if we win the Big Ten championship, you watch. Every single person that shit on Brian is going to take it all back. And they're going to be like, you know what? We fucked up. We shouldn't have done that. And then next year, without Brian, like, people are going to miss him. No matter what.
We talked about this in the timing part, which I stand by 100%, because whatever people write about, whatever, people talk behind the scenes. People know if somebody's not, like, welcome back or whatnot. It doesn't have to be public information. So for that to be the case for timing, it was like the team knows what's going on at all times, and players who are interested in Iowa would know if something was going to happen or not. So the timing of it was interesting. Man, I want to see what the headlines would say right now if this were all going down and the Brian thing was still a question mark.
Yeah, seriously. Like, this is a huge fuck you to whoever's idea it was to get rid of him with four games left. Huge fuck you.
I seriously cannot name, and I want somebody to point it out if it has happened, but I cannot think of somebody who's been fired in the midst of chasing a championship within a conference.
No, I can't. It's crazy. It's crazy. And
the positive note, we get to finally debate confidently who we would rather have, Michigan or Ohio State.
It's a hard debate because they're both obviously every single person in the country who knows Big Ten football thinks Ohio State or Michigan's coming out of the Big Ten. It's usually the case. This year, I hope Ohio State wins, just for the fact that frick Michigan. But like we were talking about this, there's cons for both things. Ohio State, obviously, they have an incredible receiving core, not the greatest quarterback that they've ever had, but I mean, when you have the best receiver in the country, it's pretty easy to win games with that. So that's the cons. They got great receivers. Their matchups versus our DBs, not having Kupa, there's huge. Those guys are great DBs, but I mean, going against those kind of receivers is going to be tough. And then you flip, and Ohio State hasn't ran the ball a ton. I'm sure they have a great running back who's, I think he's been doing really good this year either way. But you go to Michigan, they're pretty run heavy, having Donovan Edwards and Blake Corum, two studs that are going to be like very good NFL running backs. And then you got the receivers are solid. Ronnie Bell still there or no? It's Roman Wilson.
But he just got concussed.
Yeah. So who knows if he'll be playing. The problem is having a mobile quarterback like JJ McCarthy. Like he's good. He's really good. Not the best they've had.
He's been struggling.
Yeah, he has.
Maryland kind of was.
That was interesting, man. That was interesting. And the fact that a team like that can put that kind of game together against them.
Maryland stinks at football this year.
Yeah. And you know, honestly, I do take it back. I know I want Ohio State to win. I would love for Michigan to come in and us beat them. Like, that would be the greatest thing ever, ever. And I confidently can say I think that there's a chance. There's a chance. So I actually am going to flip my opinion from before and say I want to play Michigan. Like, if I'm the team, I want to play Michigan. And the only way to beat them, though, is going to be obviously stop the run, but keeping JJ McCarthy inside the pocket. So we'll see. They've been advertising the shit out of this game for the past like 2 weeks, and the game hasn't even happened. There's two games before it, but whatever.
The beautiful thing, if Hollywood or ESPN 30 for 30 wants to pick this up, the best script ending to Big Ten divisions would be for everyone all year to say the Big Ten West is the worst division to ever be in football. It rivals with that Big 12. What was it? Big 12 North was the one that everyone called bad back in the day. It would be so awesome for everyone to say, this is the worst Big Ten West we've seen, and the Big Ten West is the worst division we've ever seen. And we go in and beat an undefeated Michigan or Ohio State in Indianapolis.
It'd be incredible. This is the last year that they have conferences, like in or different sides of the conference or division, whatever.
Yeah, division. Yeah.
This is it. Like next year, it's going to be one big division. There's not going to be the East and the West. So the last year they have it, like you said, it's the worst Big Ten West ever, which it's been shitty. But to have that happen would cap off.
And the West has never won the Big Ten.
It would be a story ending. Story ending season.
And then it's Iowa.
Yep.
Oh man, it would be beautiful. Here's my sales pitch. Everyone, I've been hearing people are like, well, I don't want to go to Indy just to get dominated. One, it's the best weekend of your life. You'll have a blast. But two, enjoy the journey. When's the next time you think we'll be in Indianapolis? Hopefully next season. I think we're going to have a badass offense if everyone comes back. But let's say it is Michigan, Ohio State for years to come and it never changes. Think about it. You're going to be kicking yourself for years to come saying, man, I wish I was there in 2023, win or lose, because it is such a great experience. And everyone will talk about it. Everyone who's there, they're going to say they loved it. It was the best weekend ever. So be there. Indianapolis. It's a blast.
Yeah, you got to go. Like, I think this is the year, in my opinion. And we've been saying some crazy shit all year. Crazy stuff that not a lot of people agree with. And I will say, it's pretty right.
we are two big idiots who have been wrong on a lot, but like, you know, the hot takes, we just lob takes out there.
We lob them.
Some stick, but I mean, the big picture stuff, it's stuck so far.
Stuck. And a lot of people disagreed. Yeah. But we're right. Come on. Let's
go. I love it. Big Ten West champs. Man, we got to buy some shirts with that.
Yeah, we do.
That's awesome. Some sponsorship stuff. Tin Roof and Wrigley, the owner of El Rey's, he just opened it. His name is Bob. Unbelievable bar if you're in Chicago. It was like half live music, half DJ. Like two separate rooms, two different vibes. The live band didn't miss once. It was just the place was packed. Opening weekend was incredible. So that finally rivals Old Crow in Wrigley.
There we go.
El Rey's athlete of the week.
I don't know. I think there's a couple people that could be up for it.
Mm-hmm.
Honestly, I'd like Caleb Johnson. That touchdown was awesome. But you know what? I say we don't give it to an athlete this week. I say we give it to a coach. Because Brian Ferentz deserves it, man.
That's right.
He freaking deserves it. Coach, El Rey's coach of the week and man of the week. Brian Ferentz. All the way.
Guy stuck through it all. The players love him. What a guy.
What a guy.
Just leading the team to victory.
Yep. And also another shout out to Hawkadelic, the best Iowa gear out there. If we win the Big Ten West, imagine their gear. Like, it's going to be sick. They're going to have some sweet stuff. So go check them out right now. Online, there's a shop in, I keep forget, Davenport. But yeah, they got some. I got this hat, corn hat, Iowa bread. I'm not Iowa bread, but I claim it. I'll claim it. Awesome stuff.
Yeah, I think it's awesome. Just incredible work from Hawkadelic. Great gear. If they do a Big Ten West stuff, pick it up before it's too late. Visit their store. One final thing. Also, Torrey Taylor and Deacon Hill looking like superstars at the Iowa women's basketball game on the Jumbotron yesterday.
Is there any videos of that? I couldn't find any.
Chad Lysico tweeted out a picture, and it looked like one of those like superstars at Madison Square Garden.
It was like a celebrity. It's like a TV show just came out and became really popular. It's like when the Outer Banks came on, the whole Outer Banks cast was huge. It's
Spike Lee and the boys.
Yeah, seriously. It was basically Tori was like Jack Nicholson at every freaking game.
Yeah, the Lakers with Kobe. Yeah. Oh man. Yeah, incredible stuff. Well, happy Thanksgiving, everyone. Coop, you think Thanksgiving food is bad. You are on record saying that. I think that's a terrible take. What are you going to eat this weekend?
Probably pot bellies.
on Thursday.
You just get a huge hitter of pot bellies.
You know what? Actually, it makes sense. You're a Lions fan. So by the time Thanksgiving lunch happens, you already have the bad taste in your mouth of a loss. You guys have been pathetic for your entire life.
The Packers. Like, we're winning that game.
Yeah, this year. But your entire life, Thanksgiving meal has been spoiled by your team.
It's a different team. And I didn't watch the fucking games back then. Now I do.
Oh, now you're on the bandwagon.
Yeah, damn right I am. Are you kidding me?
So you're not a lifer.
No, I will admit I'm not a lifer, but I do have a stitched Calvin Johnson Honolulu blue jersey that I keep in my closet for occasions when they do show up, and now they're back. But I'm going to have to get a Laporta jersey. So,
yeah, he's awesome now. I mean, they're so fun to root for now, so fun to watch.
Yeah,
but I just want to take that jab at every previous year in your lifetime.
Yeah, no, I wasn't a fan. But now my number one Christmas wish is to get a Laporta jersey. So Santa Claus, if you're listening, please. That'd be sweet.
Hey, what would you guys do as players on Thanksgiving Day?
So that's the night before the game. So we would have we had a Thanksgiving meal at the hotel. It's just like a normal meal that we'd usually have, but we just call it Thanksgiving. But Wednesday, Hy-Vee usually comes and caters a huge Thanksgiving meal for the whole team and like the staff and everyone. And like all the workers from Hy-Vee come in, like it's a pretty big thing. So it's pretty cool.
Oh man, that's a blast. And then what? So when it's an away game, when do you leave for Lincoln?
We leave the normal time. So we leave on Thursday, probably like 10 or 11. And then you get in Thursday afternoon, you have meetings, and then you have a little Thanksgiving meal technically with the team. But it's like a normal meal, technically. Technically, I said technically like 8 times. But yeah, it's different. Honestly, I do. When you're in the moment, you miss your family a lot. And like I'm going home to see my family for Thanksgiving. I'm so excited. Like it's the greatest thing ever. Now that I'm done with football, I can go home and have a Thanksgiving meal with my parents. But having Thanksgiving meal with like your teammates is, you miss it, man. It's something you won't ever experience again. And it's one of those things when you look back and it's like, that was cool. So it's the normal Thanksgiving food. They have turkey there. It's not like a huge feast. Like the Wednesday feast with Hy-Vee is crazy. Like they have crazy food, but it's still cool. It's a cool little thing they do.
Yeah, that's incredible. You guys just carb load the night before?
No. Dude, the fact that Jennings does it, like when I tell you I couldn't eat like the night before a game and the day of a game especially, I have a bowl of Rice Krispies, throw some sugar on top, eat that, and maybe a banana. And that was it. Like, I couldn't eat worth shit. It's incredible how he can eat that much because not a lot of people are eating.
That guy's a powerhouse.
Yeah.
Nuts. I love it. All right. Well, enjoy this awesome interview with Luke Lachey, nicest human being on earth. Very excited for his hopefully return now that he's out of the boot. That'd be awesome. But yeah, I hope for a great recovery. Enjoy this interview. Happy Thanksgiving, everyone, and we'll see you next week.
Go Hawks, baby.
Go Hawks. All right, we have probably the nicest human being on earth. Luke Lachey, the people's tight end.
The goat.
No, goat. You guys are too kind.
That's you.
Oh, thanks for having me on the show. I'm pumped.
Luke, how are you feeling? How's rehab going? How's everything going?
Good. Yeah, feeling great. Just started, kind of bumping up the rehab a little bit this week. Started to run a little bit and feeling good. So on the boost treadmill, I will say. So it's good though.
Let me tell you, you look good. You look sexy as ever.
Appreciate that. Absolutely. Thank you. It means a lot coming from you.
Hey, I appreciate you, man. You're the freaking man. But hey, you're Big Ten West champ.
That's right. Doesn't get better than that, man. The energy in here is unreal. It's just great. You know, Coach Hodge is pulling jokes in the meeting, laughing. Not to say that we're not focused, but you know, like we're pretty pumped about that. So
absolutely.
Mm-hmm.
Hey, you're Big Ten West champs with one game left, which means
with one game left, that we got to win. You know, everyone's focused on that. So it's good. It is good.
Yeah.
So you even took the boot off for the clinching game.
Got the boot off for it. Yeah, I know. It was, I wanted to get out of that as soon as I could. The doctor told me 10 to 14 days before the Rutgers game. And at 9 days, I was like, I was out of it. And so wanted it to be off for the last bowl or for last home game. And that was a great feeling walking out there without it on.
I'm sure.
Did you get to, you get to jump around and everything with it off?
On the trampoline. On the trampoline, I do jump on the trampoline, but not on the solid surface yet. Hopefully soon.
When Caleb had that breakaway touchdown, was it kind of hard not to jump or run?
Yeah, I think I might have. I probably just jumped on one leg. So
it was in the moment, dude. You got it. When you were fine.
I think during that drive, or maybe it was the next drive when we stopped him, my voice was just gone. My throat hurt so bad. I thought I was going to cough up blood because I was screaming so much. But I checked it. I got some water. I was like, okay, I think I'm good. So I'll keep screaming.
Leaving it all out on the field.
Yeah, got to. Got to help out some way.
You were an expert at that little scooter of yours you had.
Yeah. Yeah. Oh my gosh. I had a lot of training. Freaking going up and down the field, that turf, that was hard. Those wheels, they were small. I could have used some mountain.
Yeah, they're not giving you all-terrain wheels for that thing.
I should have. I was pressing so hard. Like by the end of it, I was getting fast. Like I don't even know. Like I would just stick my leg in the ground really fast, and I would just zoom across the turf. But it was hard. It was I was out of breath, and by the end, almost breaking a sweat every time. But it's not bad. It was it got me around. So they got Coop on it, but he didn't want to. He didn't want to keep using it. So I was like, well, I don't know why you wouldn't want to use it, but it's whatever.
Yeah, you got to train him. It's like having training wheels.
That's what I'm saying. But it's whatever.
It was actually very entertaining. So is one of your legs bigger than the other now?
I know, but my left leg is, I think it is. I think it'll be good for our one knee start competitions that we do.
Oh, yeah.
Stuff like that. I feel like that could be good. But no, I know it feels strong. And I swear, by the end of that, I bet Jay Higgins could tell you too. He would tell me all the time, I got to slow down on this thing. I'd be going around corners so fast. And sometime I crashed a couple times, I will say, but once I was on my the two wheels on the side and landed it, and I was like, that was pretty sick.
Oh yeah, that's elite, dude.
You're a professional.
Yeah, it was fun, but I'm happy to be off of it. I'll tell you that. I returned it as soon as I could.
So. Oh yeah, I don't blame you. Mm-hmm.
I feel like it'd be kind of fun to keep one of those though.
I know. It was the trainers, or else if I bought it myself, yeah, I'd been, probably riding that around a little more. But
it's bad juju. If you're healthy doing it, it's bad.
I know. I know. That's what I was telling. Some guys were trying to get on. I was like, no, stop right now. I was like, Nico. I think Nico tried, and I was like, push him away. I was like, don't do that.
Yeah, dude, that's anyone's on crutches or anything. If someone tries to use it, it's like, get the hell away. Yeah.
I know. It's terrible,
dude. So how's it feel? So now that you're back rehabbing, you're kind of like the old head in the tight end room. You and Eric, obviously.
Yeah.
It's cool seeing the younger guys like Addison go out and have hell of a game like they've been doing the past two games.
Yeah, that's awesome. I mean, he's played in the last two games alone 150 snaps, I think. Which is just absurd. Yeah, just absurd. He's been playing so well. He stepped up big time, you know. You know, it's always the next man up stories that, you know, Coach Ferentz is always talking about in team meetings, Max, you know that. And it's awesome to see. And, you know, we got, you know, Steven Stigliano stepping up as well, Johnny Pascuzzi, and even Zach Ortworth. He had the 54-yard catch against Rutgers. We've been giving him crap for that. Oh, we're like, oh, you got a 54-yard catch. You don't want to sit with us anymore. Like, blah, blah, blah. We mess around with him all the time, but he just takes it. And so, yeah, no, Addison, you know, he's had a couple huge games and, man, we've needed it. And he's done a really good job. I'm proud of him. He's stepped up a lot.
Dude, so you hinted at it. So you said obviously that the environment's been pretty sweet.
Mm-hmm.
How was the locker room after the game?
Oh, that was unreal. That was probably one of the best locker rooms been like.
That's what year. All like Torrey, Spence, Neek were all saying this. They said that was arguably the greatest game they've ever been a part of.
Yeah, it was so awesome. Like the full, it's just like, you know, like. Full 60 minutes, like full like team football at the end of the game. Everyone's complimenting each other. You know, the started with the defensive stopping them. You know, then it was the punt return by Weege to the 46-yard line, and then 46 or 54-yard drive. You know, to get the lead, and then the defense going back out there. I mean, it was awesome. So, you know, you can't ask for much better. And then going in there, and you got the trophy, and they're handing out hats and everything. Everyone just so pumped and. You know, with it, Brian, his being his last game there, it was just like a really cool environment in there, you know, with all the coaches and everything. And then Coach Ferentz passing Bo Schembechler and wins in the Big Ten as a Big Ten coach. I mean, it's crazy. We're playing for a legendary coach. It's just awesome. You can't ask for much more, you know, and it was a really great environment. And I said that last week too against Rutgers. I said that was the best locker room's been all year. And then, you know, to come back the next week and have it make it be even better. It was awesome.
Dude, it's so cool how good the offense is doing now too. And I mean, especially for Brian, for him being his last season, like it's fucking awesome.
Yeah, it's great. I mean, just, I feel like everyone just stepped up, like, you know, everyone just trying to play their hardest for him. I really believe that, and, you know, as an offensive unit, we just want to go out there and go balls to the walls for him, you know?
Absolutely.
You know, I mean, it's just we all love Brian so much. He's a great coach, and just for, you know, I'm proud of, you know, kind of it's so hard to go through what he's going through, and you know, I just a testament to the man he is, just continuing to be here every day and helping us out. It's, you know, you can't ask for anything more in a coach, so it's great.
Absolutely.
The video of Phil Parker giving the helmet to
the helmet.
Oh, crying. I've never seen that. I've never even heard of that.
No, that was a special moment. Well, he was getting really pissed off actually at first because we couldn't get a football for Coach. And so he was like yelling, like, "Where's the football? I asked for it like 5 minutes ago," like blah blah blah, and then like just kept yelling and stuff. And we were all just standing there for like probably 2 or 3 minutes silent, waiting for it to happen. And then someone was like, "Just give him a helmet." And so he took Caleb Johnson's helmet and had it in the air and everything, and was like, gave it to Coach Ferentz. And then they finally got a ball. So they gave the ball to him, but that was a really special moment. You know, it was silent in that locker room, just kind of waiting to see what he was going to say. So, you know, and then to celebrate Coach Ferentz like that, it was, you know, he always gets like that. He, when he starts talking and stuff, and then he starts choking up and tearing up, there's nothing better.
Nothing better.
And then when Coach Parker was doing it was pretty awesome. So
yeah, no, I'm sure.
Yeah.
That is freaking sweet, dude.
Pretty cool. Weekend.
Were those Brian's kids when KF was walking off the field?
Yeah. No. They were his nephews. Brian's kid was there though. He was down there, JJ. He was down
there
as well.
That's so cool.
Yeah. So, they were. It was. The whole family was kind of all the guys were in there, in the locker room. So it was fun.
Dude, it's so cool to think like the fact that you're a part of this, like something that special. Like you guys, like this season has been unreal to watch. Yeah, there's been so many points where people have just given up on you guys. Mm-hmm. And now the fact that you're, was it 9-2 now? No, 8-2.
9-2.
Yeah. And you give it, you clinch the Big Ten West and you have a chance to be 10-2.
I know.
Like, it's unreal.
It's a great feeling. You know, I just feel like we're resilient, you know, just go out there every day. We don't listen to anything on the outside. We just come to work and just want to, you know, put our best foot forward every week. And, you know, I'm proud of the guys. They've been through a lot and we've all been through a lot and they just keep pushing and never give up. So it's awesome. You know,
yeah, really that's cool. Great.
Mm-hmm. That's great. What's been your mindset the whole time? I mean, I'll say it. Many people have offered every limb that you might, that you ever need. If we could swap it, I have personally offered, but what's been your mindset? Obviously it's been a huge loss. No one wants to see you go down, especially. But I mean, yeah, I mean the guy you are, you're going to be there. You've been, I think every away game, I don't know about Penn State. You just
missed that one.
That game. Yeah. That's understandable coming off major surgery, but yeah, how have you been? What's been your mindset all year?
Yeah, I think trying to be there for the guys, you know, just especially the tight ends. Like I missed a couple meetings right when I had the surgery, but like as soon as I got out of my surgery, I was like asking my mom, I was like, all right, I got to go to meetings, you know, like just trying to go out there and help whatever I can. So I'm just trying to be there for them and, you know, and then obviously want to get back as soon as I can. So, you know, for a while I wasn't even leaving the facility trying to get back, just doing stuff, constantly in the training room. Like I was doing my homework in there, like all this stuff, so I could try to get back as soon as I can. And, you know, I'm just kind of living in there. So it's been good. And I feel really good. So, you know, it's kind of been paying off. So I'm just going to continue to do that. And I will say, it's just like really cool that like all the teammates and all the guys still vote me as captain, like every week, you know, like that means a lot. You know, I feel like it just like shows I'm kind of doing things right. Like trying to still help out as much as I can. And after the game, Joe Evans came up to me and he was like, you helped out so much during this, you know, it may not seem like it, but you're a big part of this. And, you know, I appreciated that. So, you know, it's pretty cool.
Dude, you freaking are. Like, you are such a big part of this team on the field or off the field. It doesn't matter.
Appreciate
like,
that.
All those guys freaking look up to you. It's freaking, it's so, you're kicking ass. And it's awesome to see that.
Thank
and yeah, the fact that rehab's going good. And gosh, you are the man, Luke.
I know. That's you, Max. Go on.
No.
Go on.
No.
Go on.
Never. Yeah. Never.
It is so cool, though. Like, every single week when the guys do media and everything, it's always talked about how it's like you, Eric Hall, Cade, Noah Shannon, like everyone who's gone down. Like, I know everyone talks about, man, we're doing this with all the injuries, but you guys are in every step of the way. You guys have been there. So it's just been really cool to see. You guys are still like big leaders in the locker room, off the field, everything.
Yeah. Look, when was it announced to the team before the public that Noah was going to be the honorary captain?
Yeah, or actually no, I found out on Instagram, but that was like awesome when I saw that.
Yeah,
I mean, it was just, I was so pumped for him because, you know, Noah's been here the whole time. And, you know, there's, I won't say much about the NCAA, but
yeah. Hey, we'll say it for you, fuck yeah. The NCAA, they're a bunch of scumbags. Yeah,
don't say a word, you keep your mouth shut, we'll say it for you. They're the fucking worst. Everyone knows it. And
it's free just, Noah Shannon.
Sucks. It absolutely sucks.
Yeah.
But yeah, the fact that they had him as captain's cool as shit.
Yeah. No, it was awesome. Yeah. I mean, you just couldn't really ask for anything better. And his last home game at Kinnick, you know, we got to go out there. And I was walking up and I was like, hey, we were walking back up after warmups. I was like, it's like, wait, hey, do you want to be the speaking captain? Like trying to make it as best as he could for him. And he's like, yeah, heck yeah, I'll do that. And so I was just like, he's like, what do I got to do? It's like, just say if we want the ball, we're probably going to take the ball. So just say we want the ball. And which if they win and they want the ball, then tell them which way we're kicking. He was like pretty, you know, obviously very straightforward. But like I just – it was awesome for him. He came in and gave us great speech to us and, you know, just kind of told us how much he appreciated us. And, you know, it was great. And it, you know, I heard Joe say it fired him up for the game, and you know, it was awesome. So,
oh yeah,
you know,
it gives me, oh, that's so good. Like the environment you guys are in right now, it's undefeated. Like the fact, everything that's going on, all the adversity, all the distractions. Yeah. I'm sure it's electric that you guys are just defying it.
Yeah.
Defying, ripping it.
Mm-hmm.
I love it.
I know. This team, man, it's like the creative team's incredible. Everyone who does pictures, videos, social media, they're incredible. But it was like you guys walking in the final Hawk Walk for some of the team, and then like senior day, those videos. Yeah. Hilarious, the Torrey versus Joe Burrow
thing. Oh, that was awesome. I was telling him, I was like, dude, that was pretty sweet, actually. You know,
he's like, brilliant.
Torrey did it better.
I mean, I agree. I mean, that was pretty sweet. Like,
that had to have been on purpose, right? Like, knowing this is the Joe Burrow video, right?
What, like them doing that? Oh, I'm sure. I mean, maybe, I mean, you got to think that they drew inspiration from that.
Yeah,
because I mean, it was kind of worked perfect that he went last. I mean, it was all alphabetical order, but yeah. Like, it just, I don't know. It was pretty cool. And I told him before, I was like, Torrey, you realize how loud this place is going to get tomorrow. I was telling him on Friday, I was like, it is going to be loud out there. Yeah. I was like, probably the loudest it's ever been for a senior.
I was going to say, I've never heard it or seen it, like, that reaction for a senior ever.
Yeah. It was pretty cool. I mean,
yeah.
Hey, awesome. Did LeVar end up walking out with him?
No,
you're waiting there.
No, his dad was there. Torrey's dad was there.
Yeah.
So
he said he asked. Last week we had Torrey on. He said he asked LeVar, but he said he was gonna get too choked up.
Oh, really? Oh, that would have been really cool though. That would have been cool to see.
Yeah.
Oh. It is so cool though. There's probably no team in the country that it's like every single player who went out there. Like every fan wanted to just cry for.
I know. I know.
So cool.
It is really cool. The fans they're great. And you know, they'll cheer for anyone that goes out there, you know, whether they played or not, like they're going to get loud for anyone. So it's pretty cool. So I was pumped to see all those guys. Like seeing Jay go out was tough. Cause you know, him and I were in the dorms together, like right across the hall. So seeing him was a bit, you know, I was like, dang, this is crazy. Like, this is my guy. He's you know, this is his senior day. So it's crazy. It was, I don't know. Can't even put it into words, really.
I'm sure.
Mm-hmm.
Electric.
Wait, so you didn't do a senior day, right?
No, since I redshirted.
Are you a senior?
Yeah, no. So I redshirted. So, like, if you're a redshirt junior, most don't go out and do it.
That makes sense.
That's kind of how I see it, at least.
Mm-hmm.
People were reading into it. I was like, are they reading into it? Yeah.
They're reading everything. Any small thing that's not for sure, they're for sure.
Who could blame them, you know?
Yeah.
That's awesome. Another thing, too, Laporta.
Oh, my.
the tight end. You.
Where is he? Where is that? I can't even point to.
Is he on there now?
Yeah, right there. He's on the wall. I see it.
Let's go.
Oh yeah, front and center.
Who knows? Yeah, right there at the front. It's pretty sick.
That's me.
I came back from. No, it wouldn't have been right after winter break, but I swear I'd come in like once a week when we were just doing winter training. So we'd only work out. We don't have any meetings for a while. I'd come in and just peek my head in. And I was like, oh, they haven't updated it yet. Then pro day came around, like it's like after spring break, and I popped in. I was like, "Oh, Sam's on there." I was like, I ran down there, and I was like, "Sam, do you see her on the wall on there?" He was like about to do pro day, I think. So it was like I was completely taking his mind off of things.
But, so do you? I know you and Sam are boys. Have you guys been talking a lot during the season?
Yeah, we've been talking not as much right. Recently, but yeah, we've been talking a lot. He actually called me. Right after I like posted on, I had like a deal with Casey's or whatever. I posted a video. Yeah. He was like, "Dude, you have a deal with Casey's?" I'm like, yeah. He was like, "That's so sick." I was like, "Thanks."
That is awesome.
Yeah, it was funny. But yeah, that's my guy.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
How often do you get Casey's?
Every once in a while.
Sweet deal.
Yeah, it's a cool deal. I mean, I won't say as much as like Jennings Dunker. He says he goes like one. He's like, yeah, I go once a week at least. I'm like, all right, I'm not going once a week. I still go. I still go. I love Casey's, but like I'm like not going once a week. So
after the story of him eating 10,000 calories a day.
Yeah, I know. Yeah, he says that on game day. That's what I heard. I was like,
yeah, game day.
A lot of food on game day.
Yeah, I'm like, how much are you eating? He's like, every drive I come off and I try to eat something. I'm like, every single drive you come off and eat something, that's absurd.
How do you have an appetite after a drive?
I don't know. I haven't seen it, but you know, I go up to the locker room and like at halftime and I'll eat like a banana and something. Not 10,000 calories throughout the game.
So powder drinking there too, yeah.
Yeah, no, but I mean, good for him. I think he means the whole day though, not just the game. So like,
yeah,
you know, I know Wednesday hits and he's carb loading all week. So
that's nuts.
Yeah, he's a character. He's awesome though.
Awesome. Dunk's the man.
10 protein shakes a day. Yeah, it is. I know we got off topic from the Laporta thing, but. It's been so cool to watch. Like, he's just tearing up the NFL.
Yeah.
No. I mean, you guys are going to keep it going too, but it's been a pleasure as a breaking a rookie record every week.
Yeah. I mean, it's crazy. Like, just right off the bat, he's starting hot, you know. It has been awesome to watch. I mean, I always am looking like, all right, I got to check the Lions stats now, like all this stuff. So they've definitely been an easy team to root for this year. So,
oh yeah,
I know you're a Lions fan, right?
Damn right I am, baby.
Yeah,
go Lions! It's yeah. A hell of a year, man. The Lions are great. The Hawks are great.
Yeah,
it doesn't get better than that.
I know, it's crazy. There are like a bunch of teams that like in the past few years like have just like in the NFL at least just like have like done tremendously better. Like I saw something today. It was like 2 years ago, the Lions were 3-14-1, or it was 2021-2022 season, and then the Jaguars were like 3-14 or whatever. I don't know what it was, maybe 4. Who knows? Well, now they're both 8-2, and then 7-3. It's pretty crazy, you know, just the turnaround you can have. So
yeah. Oh yeah.
Yeah.
All right, I got a question for both you guys. So 2021, that Nebraska comeback. That was something that will always be remembered. The fans of Nebraska are very commonly talked about in the Hawkeye community. What gets everyone fired up the week of Nebraska?
I mean, I'll let Luke go last because he'll have very good insight on it. But there's not – like you don't have to get anything to get fired up for it. It's just like you know when you get there it's going to be a shit show. Like mm-hmm. – They're just not like they're just they like I like they could be they could have no wins going into this game and it'd be the exact same reaction if they're 11-0.
Yeah,
like it wouldn't matter. It's not like Iowa State where you walk in and people are freaking in your face, but like when you're on the field, like they're giving it to you.
Yeah,
at the same time, like they're just like Iowa fans because like they're very loyal to Nebraska no matter what, and. I mean, the whole sellout, their stadium's bullshit. They don't have but it's always, like, I always tell people, like, that is top three most fun places to play.
Yeah, no, for sure. They do have great fans. I will say that. They are loyal. Something I just feel like has been motivating this week is the empty trophy case in the weight room. You know, we got to get that back. That was the game last year I was pretty upset about. You know, because if we won that, then we would have been able to go to Indy last year too. You know, we couldn't finish the job, especially for the seniors. It was the last game of the year. But you know, just seeing that, a little reminder every day. Like, you know, that's motivating for us to go and get that trophy back. So, you know, I'm gonna be working my butt off trying to help out, and you know, I know the other guys will all the guys will be working. So, you know, it's good.
Oh yeah, that's gonna be so fun this weekend. What's the schedule like? You guys, do you still do Thursday off?
Yeah,
for a Friday game.
No. We won't have an off day this week. It'll be Saturday. It'll be our off day. So we practice today, added some time. We'll practice tomorrow, and then practice on Wednesday. So be good. We'll be ready. You know, it's the nice thing, you know, Coach Ferentz mentioned this during our meeting. He was like, you know, it's not like we have to change anything because Mondays aren't our off day. It's Thursday's our off day. So we're used to practicing on Monday, Tuesday, and Wednesday. So, you know, we just don't get the off day in between. We just jump right to Friday and, you know, got to travel that day on Thursday. So it's, you know, just kind of business as usual around here. So
has anyone brought up that it would prevent Nebraska from going to a bowl game yet again?
I brought that up just amongst, I just think amongst my, not even in the tight end room. I probably should, but I know they're just, I think actually Nico was saying something about it too. And Deontay, but they're going to be fired up. You know, they always are fired up for this game, but you know, trying to get their sixth win, you know, they're going to be fired up, and it's going to be, you know, this could be their last game or they could extend their season. So,
I mean, we brought it up off air. It's been brought up a bunch. So your goal now is to get healthy for the bowl game, whatnot. So you got a bowl game in mind that you get a target date to? How's the recovery going?
Yeah, it's going really well. That's my goal. I've mentioned that before, to try and play in that game. You know, obviously we'll find out soon enough what, you know, what bowl that'll be and what date. But yeah, I just want to go back out and play with the guys. That's the biggest thing. I miss swarming out. I walk behind the swarm and it's always tough to see, you know, you just want to be out there with your brothers. So, you know, any chance I can get to go out and do that, I will, you know, it's a great feeling. You know, you don't know unless you know. So
that would be 2 years, because Sam did that last year when he hurt his knee.
Yeah.
Comes back for the bowl game. You guys are crazy.
Well, he had a bit of a quicker turnaround, I'd say. You know, that was week 11 he got hurt. And then turn around a month later after surgery, he freaking goes out. It's, you know, that's a testament to Sam. He just is a winner, and that's all he wants to do is win. And he's going to do whatever it takes to help the team win. So, you know, it's been good to have a role model like that. You know, you kind of learn from people, and you know, it's just, if I, you know, I want to go out there and help the team win. So in any way I can, and if I can play, then I'm definitely going to play. So
let me tell you and Sam are two peas in a pod, man. You guys are both great elite athletes. Uh-huh. Best tight ends I've freaking ever seen.
Come on.
And hey, when you come back, it's going to be electric.
It'll be fun.
You're coming back. We're getting you back.
That's right. Oh, it's a goal. Such a blast. Yeah.
The tight end, like, we talk about it too. Some of our favorite guests are you and Sam. Whenever you guys come on, it's like, you guys are two of the nicest humans with, like, and then you hit the field and it's like a screw turns loose, you know, like you guys are just monsters out
there. Yeah. Well, you know, you can't be nice on the field. That's what I've learned that from Coach Hodge. You know, he tells me, he's like, you can be nice off the field, but you got to get a little asshole in you when you're on the field. So I try to live by that. And, you know, I felt like this fall camp and early on in the year, I was, you know, kind of doing that really well. And, you know, it was good, and just trying to continue to do that as I go. So,
are you a smack talker on the field?
No, I'm not. I just listen to it. I'll laugh, but I don't talk smack. Come on, I couldn't come up with anything.
He lets the game talk. He lets the game talk.
I can see you being like,
you let the game talk. You
don't. Yeah.
I can see you being like Philip Rivers though.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Like, or is, you know, that guy's 80-yard touchdown, whatever it was.
Like, Luke throws a little frick you in there.
Yeah, frick you, man. Yeah. I don't do much of it. You know, if I can get really angry, maybe, but in practice sometimes, like, just because those are the guys that I know really well. So,
yeah.
Sometimes, like, Jay, like, oh, blah, 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 whatever. But,
hey, pussy.
No.
I guess we haven't talked to you all season. For for camp, did you start any fights this year? Did you take
No, I didn't.
Dang.
No. I should have. No. No, I didn't start any. I don't know why, but I mean, I just didn't have any situations where I was put in that, you know, like, I don't know. I didn't want to just run into someone and start a fight. So, I mean, I guess I needed more of a reason. So.
Were there any fights this year? Last year, we only heard of one.
I'm sure. I mean, there's fights all the time over on the defense, you know, with the offensive scout. Oh, the
scout gets into it, dude.
Yeah, it's awesome. Just kind of looking over there. Whenever you hear the whistles, it hasn't happened in a few weeks. But it is funny, like hearing all the coaches blowing their whistles and everyone just piling on each other. And the best part is coming in the tight ends room after, like right before the meetings that night, we all pull it up and we're like hoping that they kept recording the whole time, you know, like just trying to watch the fight. And, you know, when especially when there's a tight end involved over on the scout field, we like, yeah, like get in there, all this stuff. Or like other times it's like, come on, you got to do better than that, man.
Dude, that was the exact same. The receiver room every single time. Any single time someone on the offensive scout that was a receiver, the first thing we do when we get in there is throw on the fight. Like, it's fast. But
yeah.
Just so awesome.
Yeah. Can't beat that.
Can't.
that was the only one we heard of last year was the Sam versus Kayvon fight when they came on.
Oh, I can't remember that one for some reason.
Man, that would be – it would be so fun to watch that, though, because you can see them all and off the field.
For sure. I know. And it just makes you closer at the end of the day. Like, you know, like after practice, you're like, you leave everything out on the practice field, especially when you're practicing. So, I mean, the one I remember most was like fall camp 2021, and like Tyler just blasted Jack Campbell. Do you remember that, Keith? Linderbaum? Lindy blasted. Oh.
Dude.
Yeah. He just blasted Campbell. There was a bunch. It was like that night practice that we had on that Friday or whatever.
Anytime it's like the closest simulation you get to a game, there's always tensions are high.
Yeah, definitely. Like spring ball, and we do red area, full contact. Like,
oh, it gets fucking chippy.
Yeah. Yeah.
Awesome. That's fun. Yeah.
Yeah.
Those are two wrecking balls going at each other, too. Yeah,
for sure. For sure.
Man, that's a blast.
It's fun to watch. I don't get in too many of them, but I need to.
That's awesome.
Throwing randomly in the facility.
During a lift, maybe. Just, dude.
That's awesome. All right, well, Luke Lachey, thanks for coming on. First off, second off, we hope you the best in your recovery process, whatever your decision is this offseason. You're still the man. You're still the man. Never forget that.
Appreciate it. Yeah, thanks for having me on. It was a blast.
Yeah, thanks, Lukey.
Yeah.